What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pica, host of the Paul Pica Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video about Russia opens its cellars and shows 1,400 pictures of Jesus, Russia's black icons. So I guess it's a book with black Jesus and whatnot, because we definitely know common sense and common knowledge should tell you if there was a Jesus and he was from that area that he wasn't white. But before we do that, I want to get into a word from promopalace.biz.
Promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, product, brand, or service, please go to promopalace.biz, one-stop shop. As you see, scrolling below, get marketing and promotions at promopalace.biz. All right, let's get into it.
What's up, family? This is your man, not your boy. Go black to Africa. I want to show a video with you all how Europe is starting to bring out the cellars, the paintings back in the 1500s, 1600s, and how they were depicted of people, Jesus, Mary.
These Russian icons by Father Vladimir Ivanov. I hope I didn't butcher that name, but this is a book that is highly coveted by different circles because it has the black icons. It has the history of black people in places like Russia, in Italy, in places all over Europe. This book can range from $1,300 to $3,000, so it's not an easy book to get.
Wow.
I actually borrowed this book from a friend. You know, this book has a lot of interesting depictions in it. A lot of them pertaining to the Bible. Like right here, this is the Transfiguration of Christ, and you see it's black people in caves, I believe. What it looks like, it's black people in the whole picture, but. This is knowledge that escapes black people here in America. It's definitely something that we would never see or never hear about in the educational system. Now, I'm pretty sure there's people that are black history college students majoring in black history or world history, and they've never seen nothing like this before. At least not from the standpoint of Europe, you know. This is the crucifixion of Christ. And in it, we see...
Let's stop right there. Like, definitely doesn't look white to me. Definitely doesn't look white. Common sense and common knowledge should tell you that if Jesus Christ did exist and he was from Jerusalem or that surrounding areas, which is in Africa, pretty much at the corner of Africa, that he's not Caucasian, you know, and we definitely know where the white Jesus comes from. We know that every religion pretty much portrays a God in their own image. And honestly, don't know. I mean, I don't really believe in Jesus Christ. I don't believe in Muhammad. I don't believe in none of these man-made religions. At least not these modern day man-made religions. I think I believe more into, if I'm going to believe a religion, I'm going to believe probably like the Sumerians, you know, like whatever is the oldest known civilization that we know of, and whatever they're pretty much saying created us, or, you know, we don't necessarily got called God. That's another thing me and my friend talk about the other day. Like, you know, why do we have to worship Jesus or God? How do we know that they want to be worshiped? We don't know that for sure, but we do know that common sense and common knowledge would tell you that if Jesus Christ is from the Jerusalem area, Israel area, or I don't even know exactly where Bethlehem is supposed to be from, like the actual location, but they say he was from that area. That's Africa. We know that that isn't like Caucasian territory. That isn't high Caucasian territory.
Angels? Black angels?
Black angels.
The people surrounding him are black?
Black.
It's very interesting because the images that we see are contrary to what we have known our whole lives, or what we have been taught our whole lives.
This is the thing, though. I have a problem with that as an excuse. Because I think, like, once somebody even, like, I just think, like, common sense and common knowledge at some point should kick in. You know, like I said, like, common sense should kick in, and you should apply common sense and common knowledge and understand, Jesus is supposedly from this region. Well, this region is predominantly African and close to where the Arabs are, you know. So we do definitely know that you can X out Caucasian. And then now you're left with African or Arab. And me personally, if Jesus did exist, I think Jesus was black. I've always said I think Jesus, if he did exist, I don't think he was like the Son of God or came back to life or anything. Maybe that was misinterpreted. Just like the virgin birth could have been an artificial insemination. But I think he was more like the Martin Luther King Jr. or Malcolm X of his time and whatnot, if he did exist. But we definitely know that black people worshiping a white Jesus comes from slavery. I definitely think that black people need to move on from praying to a white Jesus. I think that, to me, that's a problem. I think that's something that has to be eradicated in the black community. Personally speaking, I don't pray to a white Jesus. So why would a black man pray to a white Jesus? I don't worship a white Jesus. So why would a black man worship a white Jesus? I definitely like, and that's the thing. Like, I don't believe in Islam either. I don't really think that's the answer, but, like, definitely don't pray to a white Jesus, black Americans. That's what I believe personally. I don't pray to a white Jesus. Common sense and common knowledge should tell you that Jesus is white without making an excuse of what we were taught. You know, once you get old enough and you can apply common sense and you can look at a map in a region and common sense to tell you what people are from this region, you know, the predominant majority of people from this region, common sense should tell you, you know, that it's in Africa and it Caucasians they've never really dominated that region until, I guess, Israel, modern day Israel, because like a lot of that modern day Israel people are, to me, they're more like white Europeans, Greek, Caucasians, you know, which definitely are just like ancestors of like the last people that probably conquered Jerusalem at some point. You know, a lot of people in a lot of places are just ancestors of the last conquerors of certain places. I mean, even England was conquered. If I'm not mistaken, the Rus, which are like Russians nowadays, were like originally like Vikings who became Christians. You know, I could be wrong in that, but I think they were. You know, so like no region is typically, you know, got the original settlers. A lot of these regions have been conquered by multiple settlers, you know, at this point in history, you know. And that's the thing about history that they didn't teach you. The main thing about history they didn't teach you that we really need to know is that history is really just two words. It's two words put into one, his story. And his story is always the story of the conquerors, not the conquered. So we need more of the non-history stories in history, which is, you know, the non-history would be the account from the people being conquered. And we never get that in history. We always get the account from and the point of view from the conquerors, who always usually over embellish. And, you know, it's like a movie script. It's like they take certain aspects of the true story and then they add fiction to it. You know, they over embellish it, add little extra details, you know, and whatnot. So, yeah, there's that problem with history. We only get one side of the story. We get the conquered side, or the conqueror's side, never the conquered side of the story.
Said again, like these type of images of antiquity escape black people here in America, and I can say all people for in general, all just people yeah. in general,
yeah,
don't know. I'm pretty sure there's plenty.
Yeah, I'm glad he said that. It's not just for black people to see this and notice. It's for all people to see this and notice. Caucasian, Hispanic, Asian, Latin, you know, whatever it may be. It's for all people to, like, to me, everybody should want to know the truth. The exact truth, all the details of the truth, That's the thing. We'll probably never truly know. There's just some things we'll probably never truly know. And some people are like, well, they're not meant, some things aren't meant to be known. It's not that they're meant to be known. It's just that we'll probably truly know. We're so distant. You know, you got to think nowadays, everything's, we record everything on audio, video. I mean, everything's being documented nowadays. Everything in history is being documented on social media. Back then, there was a time in society when there was no such thing as buying books. There was no such thing as mass printing books and buying books. That means a lot of people were non-educated in society for a long time. They were non-educated in society for a long time. And then they started printing books and letting people, you know, get this knowledge on the masses. But a lot of this knowledge, when you had these great philosophers and whatnot, that it wasn't like, you know, the masses was always hearing what they had to say. You know, normally what the people heard about it, because, you know, society will push back on new philosophers, people that just were free thinkers. Once people started freely thinking, society started pushing back on that super, super heavy. Let's keep it moving, though.
Of Caucasian people and people of all nationalities that don't know the extent that Black people covered the earth. And in many cases, like here, like what you see, we're in rulership positions. Like, this looks like a king.
Yeah, look, you know, that's the thing, though. All races of people were in rulership positions. That should be common sense and common knowledge, too. You know, all races have ruled over their regions and ruled over their people. You know, I was thinking today, like, just imagine the times, because I was watching a movie, Last Legion. Just imagine the times where a little kid ruled over the people and you had to take orders from a kid. Like, those times had to be very pathetic and weak to me. Like, what the hell could a kid tell me about life? How could a kid rule over my life? He's a kid. He doesn't know nothing about life. Like, you got little kids being Caesar and ruling over the people, and they would just go along with it. It's like, what the hell is... So everybody ruled back then. All races. I think the audio, he's just showing images of the book right now. No talk over right now, but definitely interesting. I mean, all the pictures in there, there ain't no Caucasians in there whatsoever, no white faces in there whatsoever. Definitely interesting. And you know what's crazy? I was in the Dollar Tree. It was either yesterday or the day before. Because this guy's channel is called Go Black to Africa. I was in there the other day, and there was a black guy in there talking about how, you know, white people stole, whitewashed Jesus. And I agreed with him on that part. You know what I'm saying? But he was so boisterous and loud and just super talkative about it. He just seemed so crazy, but he kept talking about 400 years of prophecy. And I agree with him on some of the things he was saying, that, yeah, Jesus definitely wasn't white Caucasian. And I've heard the talk about black people going back to Africa, you know, but Africa doesn't really have the opportunity that America has. And I think if a lot of black people wanted to go back to Africa, they could have at this point, man. But like, America has so much more opportunity. The entertainment business is just crazy. I mean, they just, Jaylen Brown just got paid the biggest NBA contract ever. He's going to get $69 million in a year, one final year of his deal. It might not never even bring a championship to Boston. You know, I heard the guy was just like, yeah, you know, everybody is going back to Africa and this, that, and the third. And I don't know. I don't see that. Like, because I don't believe in none of man's religions. I believe in the laws of nature. I believe that, I don't believe that like one person just created us and we're supposed to worship them. I think there could have been multiple people that created us. And all I do know is whatever created us had to stay there and protect us, educate us, and protect us and nourish us for an awfully long time. Because I just said earlier, mankind was stupid for a while when there was no mass printing of books. Books weren't public. Everybody couldn't read and write and things of that nature. The first human was definitely, you know, not smart. That's the thing. Like, science tells us the first humans were, like, generally not super duper smart. They were probably dumber than a bag of bricks. And the Bible tells us they were, like, freaking geniuses as soon as they ate a piece of fruit. You know, I don't believe that. I don't believe in Moses and his magic wand. Virgin birth. If you tell me it's artificial insemination, I might well believe it. You know, I don't believe Jesus died and came back to life. I don't know. I don't really believe in Muhammad. You know, and Christianity is only really so big as it is because it's like the first book that they started to mass produce. You know, so it would make sense why it's so big. I mean, if the hip-hop dictionary was the first book mass produced, I can only imagine how big hip-hop would be right at this point. But no, this is interesting. Supposedly a book that came from Russia. Common sense and common knowledge should apply that if there was a Jesus Christ, that he wasn't Caucasian, he wasn't European, white male. You shouldn't need nobody to teach you that, educate you that once you get to a certain age or a certain point. You should start applying common sense and common knowledge and start searching out for things yourself, you know, especially now with the internet. You know, you can find a lot of stuff to dig and search for information and references, you know. But I thought this was very interesting. I know there's a lot of white people probably get upset, you know what I'm saying, and say Jesus wasn't black and whatnot. Well, if it was a Jesus, he wasn't white. I could tell you that much, you know. So it's nothing to, you know, get your panties in a bunch and get in a hissy fit over, you know. And I don't really believe in none of man's religions. I do believe in the morals, like, you know, thou shalt not kill unless, you know, your life depends on it, or shouldn't steal just to steal. You shouldn't just assault people. You shouldn't just be mean to people just because. I believe in those things. You know what I'm saying? You should try to be an honest, decent human being. I believe in that aspect of it. But I don't think you have to be religious to believe in, you know, what man says right is right from wrong. You know? And the laws of nature now, that's the thing. In the laws of nature, there is no really right and wrong. There's no really right and wrong in the laws of nature. And I am a laws of nature guy, but I live in a society where we got to follow the laws of man. So I'm applying my common sense and common knowledge. And the things that I think, and I do agree with what's right and wrong as far as what man says as well too. You know, I don't want to just go out and just be mean to people just because. I don't want to just try to assault people just because, rob people just because, kill people just because, you know. Because if I want to do those things, I would just go do them, you know. But I don't. because I don't want to be that kind of person. But yeah, check this out. People don't get offended when, you know, people tell you that Jesus wasn't white. He wasn't Caucasian. And I hope black people don't get offended when I tell you, please don't pray to a white Jesus. I think that's a big issue in black America. I think that's a big problem. And I would rather you be Islamic than pray to a white Jesus personally. And a good friend of mine is a Muslim, so he's not praying to a white Jesus either. That is something me and Venom, my good friend Ali, who's Osama Dean, totally agree on that. We don't believe in a white Jesus, and we would not pray to a white Jesus and worship a white Jesus. And not that I believe in Jesus in the first place. But once again, I want to thank you for tuning in, Paul Pinker Podcast, and I'm out.